Swing cash.
Hey, what's up, y'all? It's your girl Swing Cash, and welcome to She's Got Time. I know every week y'all could be somewhere else, but you know how I like to start from the top. I'm happy that you joined us. Now, I know you all probably were waiting for a podcast to drop last week, and I do want to apologize for that. There has been a lot of traveling on my end. I knew that I wasn't going to be able to kind of dive into the podcast like I knew for this topic that I wanted to do. So we waited until this week so we can drop and put a little bit of meat on the bone. So thank you all for your patience, but we are back. I'm happy to be here with you all to discuss one of my kind of favorite topics right now because it just hit me over the last week or so, but we're going to talk about trusting your timing. But before we get to that, y'all know how we got to do at the top. We got to start off with the week that was. Well, look, since I haven't been with y'all for about a week and a half or so, a lot of things have happened. Good things though, good things, but also a lot of things that have made me really tired. And my back is jacked up right now. I got to get back in the gym because I haven't been able to really work out like I needed to, especially when traveling. I've been on the road, so I haven't got a lot of sleep. So ladies, trust me, you know those moments whenever you have your eyebrows not done, your hair's not done, like nothing's happening, your nails, nothing, haven't been able to get, you know, threading, wax, none of that. Yeah, that's your girl right now. I feel like I'm real kind of cavemanish out here, and I feel like I need to just have a me day. So this week I was thinking to myself, this past week or so, I was like, man, I got to take a me day. But whenever I went to take that me day for me this week, I end up making it about other people, which isn't always a bad thing. That just lets you know where your heart and your spirit is at that point in time. But I keep saying to myself, I got to figure out a me day so I can catch up to getting those things personally that I like getting done for myself. Well, the reason why I haven't been able to do it is because I had an unbelievable time in Minneapolis covering the Final Four, the men's Final Four. It was a lot of fun. My family was able to travel with me. Obviously, you know, I spoke about it on the last podcast. My husband and I made a decision that part of the tournament we were going to travel as a family, which we were able to do. So a lot of fun there. And then after that, you know, my husband and my son returned back to New York and I still was on the road. Got an opportunity to go back to Pittsburgh and be in person for the championship of the Cash for Kids League. Unbelievable, the excitement. We'll share some pictures with you if you're definitely on our YouTube channel and watching this. But when I tell you how hyped I was to see how these kids were just playing and engaging and excited and just happy to see me when I came through the door, because it was a surprise. A lot of them didn't know that I was going to be there. But I got an opportunity to also talk to some of the parents. And, you know, for us, when we have kids that started out in the 9 age group, and then now they're 14 and they're going to be moving on to high school, they're now not going to be playing in the Cash for Kids League anymore. One of those kids was my niece, who I'm very close with. And so it was just great to just really be back home. Also visit our learning space. If you're in the Keysport area, I just want to let you all know right now, make sure you go past the Crawford Village Recreation Center. We have a new center that's in there, our lab, where we have computers, games, a lot of different things for the kids and for the community. So go visit our community space, Crawford Village Recreation Center in McKeesport. So once I came back home to New York, I was able to get back from Pittsburgh. I end up going down to Basketball City with my family because, you know, we've been gone so long. I wanted to make sure I also spend time with them. And we were able to check out Kobe Bryant's Mamba League and really surprise some of the young men and women that were there. And when I tell you those games were off the chain, whew, I mean, the youth right now and what athletes and the different shoe companies are doing to invest in the grassroots roots of basketball, it is so needed. It's appreciated. And I was just happy that I could be there and be a part of that championship as well here in New York. So my week or two, I should say, has been full of just travel, adventure and everything, but also a lot of give back. For those of you who think sometimes you're so busy with work, with family and everything else, you can't make time for other people. That's a lie. We make time for the things that we want. We make time for the things that are important. And even when we're exhausted, we'll go that extra extra mile to make sure that we can be there for somebody else. That's what I've learned, not only about myself, but a lot about the people that I surround myself with. So look in your circle and make sure your circle has that giving heart just like you, would be my encouragement. So let's jump into this topic for this week. It's called trusting your timing. Trust your timing. You know why? Because if you don't trust your timing, sometimes you'll force something that for me, I always say my spirit leads me in a way where it may not be what God wants for you. It may not be what the universe wants for you. It may not be what anything, your family, anybody wants for you. But sometimes we force things because we feel like, especially in business, man, this is my idea. This is dope. I know it's going to hit right now. This is what I need to do. Or you'll tell yourself, well, if I don't do it, somebody else is going to take my idea. They're going to run with it. All those things could be true. But if you don't do it the right way, in a way that you feel comfortable with, especially in business and especially with opening up a new business or going after some opportunity, it's not going to work out properly. So I'll give you an example. This past week or so, I got a call from one of my real estate agents and also my mom and back home. My mom and I think I've mentioned this on another podcast, have been looking for opportunities and what business we wanted to bring back to my hometown. Now, my mom and I have done real estate things together since I graduated out of college. And I just haven't felt we found the right building or the right location in the right place. Now, a lot of people understand things are needed in your city, right? Listen, newsflash, if you don't know, you're not going to create an idea. It's rare you're going to create an idea that other people haven't thought of, or there's a void that's there and people don't think, hey, I wish we had this, or we should go do it. Sometimes it's about, do you have the capital? Do you have the resources and the time to be able to execute and get it done? See, that's what people fail to realize. So my mom called me and she said, you're not going to believe what happened. And I said, what? Then all of a sudden my real estate agent calls me and said, you're not going to believe what happened. So they're telling me about the idea that my mom and I had. Somebody was now creating that venture back home. So I said, let me do a little bit of research. So I did a little bit of research. I'm not going to tell y'all what it is because I'm not one of those people where I'm trying to hate on somebody else's business. I'm happy for them if they're able to do it and execute it. Hey, that's more love for the city. We need more things back in my hometown. But I did a little bit of research and I said to them, I said, listen, absolutely. It's the same kind of idea that I had. It's pretty much almost in a location that I was thinking about, but I got to trust my timing because if it was meant for me, it would have happened. If it was meant for us to do this, the timing would have been there. And then, you know, one of the things my mom was saying to me, well, you know, you were busy with this job and you were busy doing this. And I said, exactly, Ma. I was busy doing other things that were priority at the time. And if this thing didn't pan out, not that it didn't get my focus, but it didn't feel right. I was trusting my gut and my gut was saying, nope, nope, let's wait. It'll come around. It'll come around. And I had to trust that. And I did. And I'm not mad at all that somebody else has somewhat of the same concept that we had. But this is what I said to my mom, and I'll say this to you all out there. Somebody can have the same idea as you. Somebody can put it in the same location. But you have to trust your vision and your execution of what that vision is. Because we can have the same idea, but our execution can be completely different. See, I could want to do something on an A type of level, and you're only thinking, well, in this community, I'm going to do it on a C type of level. See, I'm the type of person, I come from humble beginnings. I don't come from an area that has a whole lot of money. I come from a blue collar city, and right now my city is struggling to get jobs like a lot of other cities around our country. Small city outside of a big city of Pittsburgh, struggling to get jobs, opportunity for our youth. Crime rate has gone up. And so you think about, well, what can happen here? Well, people tend to come into those communities and they want to just take from the community. They don't want to treat people with a level of respect. They want to come in and open up, you know, a takeout food place, but they want bars on the door, on the windows. They want you to come in, they want you to pay with cash, but they don't have a credit card machine. See, these are the type of things that you do, and they prey on communities, especially those communities that have been hit hard economically or low income, or the urban communities. This is the type of predatorial behavior that we tend to see. See, that's where I'm from. And what I'm looking to do, and what I've been doing with not only my nonprofit, but also from a business standpoint, is trying to invest properly and with respect and with regard. See, everybody can go out there and make a quick buck, but can you trust your vision? Can you trust your heart about how something is supposed to be? Now, I'm not saying let's go dump a freaking $1 million and get investment and do something that doesn't make sense. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I got to trust the timing, that it's right. The vision's there. I've done my homework. I've done my research. And as I was explaining this to my mom, and, you know, also, you know, sharing some of this with my real estate agent, they both started saying, okay, I get it. See, I'm telling you this story because a lot of times there are people who may have been in my position. And as soon as you hear that, you start getting upset because you feel like somebody beat you to the finish line. When the reality is, they didn't beat you to the finish line. They just started their journey. That doesn't mean that you can't start yours next, and you may pass them before either you get to the finish line. But do you trust your idea? Do you trust your grind? Do you trust your work ethic? And do you trust your execution of all of that vision to make your business or this opportunity be as big as you think it's going to be? I don't know. You got the answers. But I'm just trying to plant those seeds so you can think about it and kind of share my experience through this whole situation and learning about trusting my timing. One of the things that kept being in my head was the word patience. And so I had to really kind of take a step back and start getting some quiet time with my thoughts. Whether you have, you know, some people have their prayer closet. I remember my Nana, when I was growing up, she had her prayer closet. She'd be in our prayer closet praying for everything under the sun. Shoot, let me tell y'all right now, Nana, she'd be praying for everything. She'd be praying that you don't get sick tomorrow. She'd be praying that I had 20 points, 10 rebounds in a game, praying about everything. There's some people who meditate, and it brings them to a place of peace and patience and clarity to be able to think. There are some people who write, some people who read, whatever it is that you do. I encourage you over this next week or so to find that place where you can be able to think clearly, to hear your own thoughts, and figure out how much patience do you have and how much more patience do you need in this journey that you're on in business. Because what I've been encouraging all of us to do is have this kind of entrepreneurial kind of spirit and mindset. And I feel like in each and every one of us, there's something in there that we can do either by ourselves or partnering with our friends, with family, business partners. And a lot of y'all have reached out to me. Shout out to my girl Dion, who just started kind of her blog and her new series. And she said she was encouraged by She's Got Time. So shout out to Dion. Love you, girl. Congratulations on this new journey for you. And the sky is not the limit. It's only the view. So I know you're going to do big things. And thank you for having taking that first step in your journey. And we appreciate you. So keep us posted for sure. But I'm telling you to kind of take this time over the next week for yourself, because I'm going to do it as well. And next podcast, I'm going to come back in episode 20 and really share with y'all what are some of the things that I learned about myself. I know that I have patience sometimes, but I'm trying to figure out how do I get more patience in my day-to-day life, not just patience when I want to have patience and where there's not a lot of things going on, but how do I figure out how to have patience within my relationship, patience within my business, patience within time with my son. I think that's a word that's been triggering me, because sometimes when you move so fast and you're grinding so hard, you got to figure out how to slow it down just a little bit, just a little bit, just a little bit. And then you'll really hit that groove where you can keep it moving and keep pushing, as we always like to say here on She's Got Time. All right, y'all. So also, you know, before we get out of here, we got to do our take a seat, take a bow, level up, and straighten that crown. So this week's take a seat, I'm going to encourage all of us to take a seat. To take a seat as Americans, as people even around the world who are fascinated by what's happening in America and the attack on our democracy. And I'm going to tell all of us, we need to take a seat and read as much as we can and learn as much as we can about the Mueller report. And why I'm going to encourage us all to do that, because there's so much partisanship, there's so much nasty hate and dissent with so many different people. And I always feel like, I say this all the time, like, men can lie, women can lie, but the facts don't lie. So go out there and read them for yourself. As we as Americans are trying to figure out how we can be better as people, why don't you read for yourself, think for yourself, and then make your own informed decision. Not by the media, not by the TV, but let's take a seat over the next week and figure out what's happening right now in our country and how we can make it better. Starting with us individually, and then holding our elected officials accountable. Because we live in a democracy. And I don't know about you, but I know for me and mine, I really wanted to stay that way. My take a bow for this week has to go to each and every person on my timeline and all over social media that was going crazy. And now it has been released. The last episodes of Game of Thrones. Yes, 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 yes. Let me clap it up for y'all. Yes, 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 yes. All y'all can take a bow. Y'all waited so long. Y'all were talking about this. The hype was so real. People had Game of Thrones parties. I mean, I even had my husband, and I know he's laughing behind that camera over there somewhere right now, but he was so excited. You know, Saint just had an opportunity when the Game of Thrones was about to start. And you know, that kind of intro where it's like they give you the flash and it's like 3 minutes to go and it's about to begin. Well, Saint started playing with his little toy that made a little bit too much noise. And all I could see was my husband diving for the toy to turn off the volume, you know, for a 1.5, 2-year-old. So all of y'all that were that thirsty out there and was that excited for Game of Thrones. I mean, I watch Game of Thrones too. But when I don't catch up, I'm not going to binge that long. I'm going to just ask my husband, like, catch me up. Now, what happened with this person, that person, that person? I was caught up. First episode, I'm ready to go. I'm on it. Hey, Jon Snow, right? No, let me stop messing with y'all. I love all y'all. Take a bow. Game of Thrones last season. Enjoy it. I'm here for it. I'm here for all the laughter on my timeline. I really appreciate y'all, though. I do. I do. Peace and love. I do. And last but not least, my level up and straighten your crown has to go to Lindsey Harding, the new assistant, one of the assistant coaches with the Philadelphia 76ers. Congratulations to Lindsey. I've played with Lindsey, played against Lindsey, graduate of Duke University. She played in the WNBA for a number of years, but also to be the first African-American woman that is an assistant in the NBA. That is a feat in itself. So to Lindsey Harding, we have multiple women, you know, Becky Hammon, obviously being out there and one of the leaders and trailblazers, Jenny Busick, Christy Tolliver, the list is going to go on and on and on and on and on. You want to know why? Because the NBA gets it, and they get right now that women should have a seat at the table, and that women, regardless of gender, they know the game, male or female. Basketball is just basketball. So Lindsey Harding, level up, straighten your crown, girl. Congratulations to you and all the other women out there that keep making it happen, that keep pushing and keep that door open for other women that are coming behind you. Definitely appreciate you all. All right, y'all. So our positive note before we get up out of here goes to Mr. Denzel Washington. I actually stole this off of Kevin Hart's IG because I thought it was so good to share with y'all. And Denzel Washington quote goes like this. Some people will never like you because your spirit irritates their demons. Oh, that's a word. Listen up, y'all. Some people will never like you because your spirit irritates their demons. Man, listen. When I read that, it sent chills through my bones, because the reality is, it's this, y'all. When your spirit, when you walk around and you're just happy, you have joy, and you don't let things of the world or people who don't like you affect you, your existence and you just breathing, the joy you bring into a room will irritate the demons that are in them that they haven't had an opportunity to exercise. Now, listen, I'm not a pastor. I'm not a priest. I'm not any of that. But I will say this, we all are spiritual human beings, and you are in charge of the light that you put into this world. and how people receive it, that's just none of my business. All right, y'all, stay positive, stay bright, keep it pushing, keep it moving, and keep that light shining. All right, until next time, make sure you're following us on all our social media channels at She's Got Time. You're liking us on Facebook, Twitter, IG, all those different things, and you're subscribing to our YouTube channel. All right, show your girls some love. Make sure you're spreading the word about this podcast, and we'll see y'all next time. Swing cash, they call her Swing Cash. Peace.
Swing cash, I call her Swing Cash.